Welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. And welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump, and I'm your host. Thanks for joining me, my friends. I am so looking forward to this episode, talking about changing up the narrative, changing our mindsets, changing our perspective. One of the things I've learned as a ministry leader over the many years I've been serving in the kingdom work is that sometimes we need change. Sometimes change is hard and we don't like it, but other times it's greatly needed. And so in this episode, we're going to dive into changing up our personal narrative and why it's so important. So if you feel stuck, if you feel like you've been in a hard season, a challenging season where you just don't feel like things have been going your way, and you know that as ministry continues on, there's never a down season, whether you're in the spring, summer, winter, fall, it doesn't matter. Children's ministry is always on the move, always going, always something coming. You might need this more than you even know. So I hope this episode is helpful. Before I dive in, let me just take a moment and talk to you about kmccoach.net. I know a lot of leaders are afraid of coaching, or they think, I don't need a coach. Why should I get a coach? That's what Google's for. That's what YouTube is for. Well, you know, I wish I could say that would be an effective plan, but will it really help you? Does the person on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok really care about you? Well, one of the things I've learned is no. They want your follows. They want your likes. They probably want your money, but they don't really truly care about you. And one of the things that I can assure you is if you sign up for a coaching journey with me through kmccoach.net, I do care. I want to take time to get to know you, your story, your context, your culture. I want to get to know where you are spiritually. I want to know what your flavor of leadership is like. I want to know about you as a follower of Jesus. And then we start building your custom journey. We want to know where you want to go and where you want to lead your team and where you want to build ministry at. We want to know where you want to be a year from now. And a lot of leaders don't even think about themselves growing as a leader. They're just trying to keep up on the hamster wheel of ministry. They just want to keep their job. They don't want to offend somebody. They don't want to hurt their team, or they're just trying to build a team. Let me tell you that coaching changes perspective, and coaching can help you change your narrative to a positive way of thinking, a growth mindset of figuring out little changes that you can make or little things you can do over consistent time that will pay off big dividends. I just want to challenge you to take 30 seconds of courage, go to kmccoach.net and hit the clarity call button. Take 30 minutes, sit and chat with me. If I'm not your cup of tea, that's fine. I can recommend to you other coaches that I trust to give you quality service, that they're not in it for a business. They're not in it for making money, but they're in it to serve. Now, yes, I say they're not in it for the money, we all need money to keep going. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to apologize for charging for coaching, but I do have people that I say are worth what they're charging, and it's worth the investment because they will invest in you more than you're investing in the coaching. So check it out. Think about it. Pray about it. And if you're interested, check out kmccoach.net. It is a powerful, powerful thing for you. So head over to kmccoach.net, request a clarity call. Let's sit and chat for 30 minutes and see if a coaching journey fits for you. All right, let's dive into this week's episode, talking about changing the narrative. Well, here's the thing. If you're struggling to find volunteers, if you're struggling to create excitement in your children's ministry, if the children are checking out, I want to challenge you. What's the narrative going on in your mind right now? Does it feel negative? When somebody says, hey, I need to talk to you, do you immediately go to the negative, the fear of, oh no, what did I do wrong? How did I mess up? You know, sometimes the narrative, or John Acuff calls this the soundtrack. Sometimes we let our thoughts control, and the thoughts are all wrong. Our narrative is all wrong. Our perspective is all wrong. And so if we're going to change the narrative of our ministry, of what people think and feel about what we do and how we do it, it's going to start with us. It's going to start with your mind. Do you have a growth mindset? If you're, I'll tell you one way to tell if you don't have a growth mindset. If I were to say, I want you to go call five people and invite them to join your team this week. If the feelings that come up inside of you are immediately negative, or you immediately think, I don't have five people I could talk to, there's a mindset shift that needs to happen. If you feel like nobody cares about your ministry, if nobody wants to serve in your ministry, if you're the one that has to do everything, if that's the narrative that's playing in your mind, you're going to have a hard time building a team. You're not going to have a growth mindset. Your mindset, your narrative is a negative. And so therefore, guess what? You're going to give off that negative. And you may not even realize that it's hitting, but it is. So it starts with us. So I don't want to focus on the negative, but I want to help you reset. I want to help you change your mindset, to change your narrative. And this is one way you can do this. Start by naming five positives from your last ministry weekend. I want you to name five things that you can celebrate. My good friend Brittany Nelson over at Deeper Kidman has a great little, I guess you'd call it a journal, where it challenges you every week to write down the things that you're celebrating. If you need some help, go pick that up, because it is a fantastic resource. It will help you figure out five positive things. If you can't name five positive things, there's a problem with your mindset. You should be able to name five things that you could celebrate. You need five things that you can praise God for. What are five things that are praiseworthy for you? You know, Philippians talks about that. We're supposed to have that kind of a mindset. You know, you go read that list in Philippians. It's a great one, but we ought to be praising. What are five things that you could praise God for this weekend? So what's five positives? What five things that went well? What are five things that you can praise God for? And who are five people that you can cheerlead because they did a great job this weekend? They did a great job during your ministry. Start looking for five things. It'll take you 5 minutes to think of five positives, five praises, and five people to cheer. You start doing that every week, maybe every day, and watch the shift in your narrative, in your mind. Watch how all of a sudden you're looking more for the positives than you're looking for the negatives. We as leaders often look for the broken things, but maybe you need to start looking at the positives first. You can always do hits and misses. I think every leader, one of the things my coach does with me, and I'm in a coaching group right now, and every week he posts, what's your hits, what's your misses? And let me tell you, that has been a great exercise for us and for me personally, to be thinking about when I'm leading KMC and the Kid Ministry Collective, and as we're building Kidmin Plus, the brand new membership community that's going to be releasing in April here, 2024, I'm super excited, but I need to start thinking hits and misses. And I've been able to see things that I've done well and things that I haven't done so well. But you know what? My mindset is shifting and I'm looking more for positives. I'm looking for those hits and I'm looking for the misses. So starts with you. Then it also starts with, do you have a plan to grow? Do you have a plan to create a positive mindset? Let me ask the question, what would happen to you? What would happen to you if all of a sudden you doubled in volunteers? All of a sudden you just got this flood of applications of people that wanted to serve. What would you do with them? Where would you put them? What would you ask them to do? What would you ask them to commit to? How would you train them? Do you know? Do you have a plan for that? Now, some of you, that's where you're going to spin out and go to a negative mindset and say, oh, well, first of all, I would never get that. Well, there's a problem. Or you're going to go, oh no, I don't know what I would do. Well, it's okay. You change the narrative by creating a plan. So when God sends you more volunteers, you're ready for it. And you can know you're ready for it because you've got a plan. You figured out your organization structure. You figured out an onboard plan and what you would do if somebody puts an application in, how you would screen them, how you would interview them, how you would have them job shadow, how you give them a test run, and then how you would communicate and evaluate, and then how you would place them on the schedule. What would happen if you doubled in volunteers in applications? Okay. What would happen if you doubled in your attendance? Where would you put all the kids? Do you have enough snacks? Do you have enough stuff ready? Do you have enough volunteers? Do you have enough rooms? Where would you put them all? How would you check them in? How would you check them out safely? Now, again, if your mind spins to the negative, there's a problem. There's a challenge, and it's an opportunity for you to grow and reset the narrative to say, okay, I'm going to create a plan for these things so that I am ready when God blesses that I can do this because I can do those hard things. You can do those hard things, my friends. You can change the mindset. You can change the narrative. You just got to commit it to God, the Holy Spirit, and say, Father, help me to think clearly. Help me to think in steps, not to get overwhelmed. You can do this. Here's another great question to ask as you're thinking through these things is, and what else? If you were to double, then you'd say, okay, I do this. And then I would say, and what else? And I would do this, and what else? And then I would do this, and what else? And walk through that 5 or 6 times. And you'll have 5 or 6 very clear steps that you can put on your calendar to get done. And all of a sudden, that overwhelm and that negativity starts to drain away because the enemy can't get to you because you've armored up and you've put on, you know, all of the things that God wants for you. I have another coach that speaks into my life that helps me as I think through how to better serve you as ministry leaders and build the Kid Ministry Collective and Kidmin Plus and KMC Coaching and Restoring Leaders. I've got somebody who's helping me navigate what that is to build it appropriately and to build business structures into it. So I have the funds to keep growing and serving leaders. And one of the things he said to me the other day when I said, man, I feel a little stuck right here. And he said, all right, take a breath because everything is figure outable. Everything is figure outable. And he said, Tom, you know why? Because we have a God who's already figured everything out. You just have to trust and you have to take one step and then you take another step and then you take another step. You can do this, my friends. You can. Listen, let me give you one thing, quick thing as I wrap up on this episode. I want you to know that especially if volunteers, which seems to be the number one issue on a lot of people's minds and hearts, I want you to think, you know, if you start thinking nobody wants to serve, I don't have enough people, our church is too small. Listen, everybody wants to serve somewhere. They just have to be asked to serve in the right place. Everybody wants to serve somewhere. They just have to be needed and asked to serve. So you have to get the plan. You have to get the mindset that I'm going to do this, that I can build a healthy team. I can, because I have a God who can. I have a God who's the Lord of the harvest, who will send forth laborers if I'm ready for it. The harvest will come because I've done all the work behind to get ready for the rain and the harvest. You make your list. You figure out what jobs are needed to be done, who could do them the best, and you start looking for those kind of people and then tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, I have something that you can use your gift to serve the kingdom. Why don't you come check this out? Let me tell you again, if you're struggling with this, I want you to check out kmccoach.net. I would love to help you. I'll take 30 minutes of time, even in a clarity call, to walk you through how you can reach set your mindset. If you need community, if you need a place to go, a place to find some help, there's a Facebook group called the Kid Ministry Collective. There's also our website, kidministrycollective.com. You can find all these podcasts. You can find blog posts. You can find the coaching links. You're going to be able to find a link to our new membership community, Kidmin Plus, where you can get a higher level, a better level of community than Facebook group will ever offer. You're going to get community, not only with other leaders, but with me. You can get coaching questions answered. You can get ministry questions answered. There's focus discussions. There's community roundtables. It really is something amazing. And then there's also courses and training and resources and tools that are coming and lists of stuff that you need. Just, you're going to love it. And the best part is you can help be a part of it if you want to become one of our founding members. So get ready to check that out. It's going to be opening in April of 2024. But you can find all that information at kidministrycollective.com. We would love to share it with you. But I'd love to serve you if I can. I'd love to be there for you and help you if you're willing to take that time. But if not, go find somebody close to you and sit and talk. Sit and ask somebody, how's my mindset been lately? How do you feel I've been? Do I talk negative? Do I sound negative when I'm speaking about volunteers? You need somebody to speak truth and love to you. And sometimes we as leaders don't catch ourselves, especially when we get around other ministry leaders, we tend to vent in a negative way. I even caught myself, even this past weekend, saying some things, and my wife said, man, you just sound really negative right now. Ouch. That hurt. But she's right. Why would she love to hear this? I don't know if she listens to my podcast or not, but honey, you're right. I was negative. My narrative was negative. And I have to stop. And that's why I stopped this morning. And I decided I was going to record this podcast because I needed to change the narrative in my own mind. So my friends, let's change it up. Let's start thinking about what is good and positive and praiseworthy. And let's let that flow out of our hearts. Let's serve with joy and gladness. Man, what a difference we can make in this world. What a difference you are making in this world. Don't give up, my friends. Don't give up. You are not alone. Come join our Facebook group. Come join Kidmin Plus. Come get some coaching. We would love to serve you. Go serve someone else. If you're a seasoned leader, go find a younger leader that you can pour into. If you're a younger leader, find somebody that's well seasoned and ask them questions. We need each other. We can help each other grow. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump. I'm your friend. I'm here to serve. If there's anything I can do for you, reach out. You can email me at tom@tombump.com. If you want to know more, have a conversation, I would love to help you. And stay tuned for another episode real soon. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills and ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.